Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Americans are being replaced in America at a shocking rate.
There's just too many. There's not enough. You have 12 million STEM graduates in this country that don't have jobs. Until every STEM person has a job, why would I let another foreigner in this country to take their job? Why low-skilled wages are increasing under President Trump because you're restricting people coming into the country. But until their wages are better, why would we still allow the illegal aliens to stay here? If you deport them, their wages are going to go up, and guess what?
And he's talking about the 12 million unemployed STEM workers in this country. They're all Americans. They're not going to get a job. You bring in an H-1B visa holder, work them like a slave. They're essentially indentured servants because the visa is given to the employer. They can hold it over their head, work in ridiculous hours, pay them 30% less to 50% less, and they don't have to pay federal taxes on them in a lot of cases. It is. And if you misbehave, don't work the hours they want, they can just send you home. You can't leave and apply for another job. Rosemary Jenks joins us, Lee. She's the co-founder of Immigration Accountability Project to talk about what Trump did over the weekend. Welcome, Rosemary.
Thank you, Tara. It's great to be with you.
Absolutely. So tell us, Trump sort of, what did he do with H-1 visas? What did he do generally? And then he walked some of it back. What does it all mean?
Well, so what the president actually did is directed specifically at the H-1B body shops, the Tatas and the Infosys and Cognizants. If you look at the language in the proclamation that he released on Friday evening, you'll see that the language in it actually makes the case for eliminating H-1Bs. But what he did doesn't go that far. He is charging a $100,000 fee for every new application for an H-1B from outside the country. So that really is targeted at these body shops that are the worst of the abusers, but they're not the only abusers. It's not really going to affect the, you know, Microsofts and Amazons and Apples, because most of the time the H-1Bs that they hire are already in the United States, either on a student visa or an OPT, something like that. So it is limited in its effect. It's a good start, though. I mean, this is a major win when you think about where President Trump was and what he was saying in January. You know, he was all in for H-1Bs. And so this is a major step forward. He is clearly listening to the grassroots, to all these millions of American STEM graduates who can't find jobs. And, you know, the data that they put in this proclamation is really stunning. Things like that the number of STEM workers in the United States has doubled between 2000 and 2019, but the number of STEM jobs has only increased by 44.5%. No wonder Americans can't find jobs. You know, the unemployment rate for U.S. graduates in computer science and computer engineering is more than 50% higher than the national unemployment average.
Wow.
Which is stunning.
Yes.
You know, these are kids who did everything right, went out and learned to code, took all the classes that they were required to take for a STEM degree, and now they can't find jobs because of this H-1B program. So the action that the president took is going to help. It is not going to fix the problem.
And STEM is obviously science, technology, engineering, and mathematics fields. We're told, oh, Americans just won't do those jobs. That's a lie. There's 12 million unemployed. And again, they're getting passed over for these H-1B visas. What needs to happen next? Does Trump need to go further here, Rosemary? And what do you want to see happen next time? You're probably the smartest person I know on immigration.
Well, I think that the Trump administration is going to go further. I think we're going to see regulations coming out of the Department of Homeland Security and the Department of Labor. Hopefully, those regulations will eliminate the optional practical training program, which is a made-up program by bureaucrats under the second Bush administration, that allows foreign students to stay here and get a job and actually not pay FICA taxes, and the employer doesn't have to pay them either. So we're actually subsidizing the employment of foreign workers over American graduates. Hopefully that program will go away. Hopefully the Department of Homeland Security will get rid of the lottery system that is currently used to hand out H-1B visas and instead require that the visas be handed out based on the highest wage offers, so that essentially you create a bidding war among employers. You know, if you really need these H-1B workers, you should be willing to pay a premium price for them, right?
Yeah.
So there are several things that can and should be done that I am actually hopeful will be done. You know, the best outcome would be to eliminate the H-1B visa. We already have an O visa for extraordinary geniuses. And that is uncapped. So, you know, if these are truly the best and the brightest, they could come in under an O visa rather than an H-1B. The H-1B visa is all about replacing American workers with cheaper foreign labor. And actually, the proclamation that the president signed specifically says that employers pay 36% less for an entry-level H-1B worker than they would for an American.
That is outrageous. Yes. And Rosemary Jenks, can you comment on another thing? By law, these jobs are supposed to be advertised to Americans. And if you get American applicants, you can't hire an H-1B visa holder. And yet these companies are firing Americans, turning around. We just saw this with Microsoft and advertising 9,000 jobs that were American workers, but they were fired. That is a violation of the law. We need, and correct me if I'm wrong here, okay? Do we not need the DOJ to start prosecuting these companies?
Well, that's actually a very common misconception,
okay,
Sarah, that the employers have to try to find an American who can't do the job. In order to get a green card as an employment-based immigrant, the employer has to try to hire an American.
Right.
For the H-1B, they do not.
Oh, okay.
They're not allowed to lay off an American worker within 6 months of hiring the H-1B, but what they do is they hire the H-1Bs, have the Americans train the H-1Bs for 6 months, and then they fire the Americans. So, you know, they have gamed this system dramatically, but it is, in fact, not required for them to prove that they cannot find an American to do this job.
That is so
ridiculous.
Wrong. That's wrong. That's hugely wrong. Rosemary Jenks, you do great work. Where can people find you?
We are at iaproject.org on the internet, and all of our social media is linked from there. We've got the proclamation on our website for anyone who wants to read it. We've got an accountability tab that has all of the administration's executive actions and proclamations, and also everything that your member of Congress is doing on immigration. You can look up on our member accountability pages. So a lot of resources there, iaproject.org.
Thank you so much, Rosemary Jenks, for joining us this morning on The Tara Show.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You.
To hear the Democrats tell it, they're living through a dictatorship by fascist state free speech apocalypse. That was actually us who lived through that. With the Twitter files showing us that there were more than two dozen groups and federal bureaucrats who, if they didn't like you, they would just fill out a little form, hand it to the FBI center, and your accounts would disappear off Twitter. Same thing happened on X. Not on X, on Facebook. But we're supposed to pretend none of that happened, because all the Democrats do is pretend. And Barack Obama raged over the weekend. After years of complaining about cancel culture, he said, the current administration has taken it to a new and dangerous level by routinely threatening regulatory action against media companies unless they muzzle or fire reporters and commentators they don't like. Okay, this fantasy of the Democrats that we are censoring them now, it's just hilarious, is based on the idea that there's this FCC commissioner by the name of Brendan Carr. He went on the Benny Show and gave an interview saying, hey, you know, if you lie constantly for a living, like ABC News does, if you lie like Jimmy Kimmel did about who the shooter was, you should lose your license. He just suggested he doesn't have the ability to unilaterally take it away. And even CNN admitted if they tried, they'd be in court for years and probably lose. The Trump administration would probably lose. It's almost impossible to do and take that license away. But the theory, the conspiracy theory, is because Brendan Carr went on some podcast and suggested that ABC should lose its license. Somehow ABC fired Jimmy Kimmel because of it some way. Never mind that Jimmy Kimmel has seen a 45% decline in his audience since January. He went from almost 2 million viewers to 1.1 million, okay? You do that in a Nielsen-measured industry like this one that I'm in right now, let me tell you what, I'm not going to be sitting here if I lose half of my listeners in, you know, 9-10 months. That's not going to happen. Somebody else is going to be sitting in my seat because we have to make money here. That's how we have to keep the lights on in the building. So this is the conspiracy theory they're screaming about. This is the scariest time ever for them, and it's oh so terrible. This is Democrat Representative Robert Garcia on CNN.
What I'm hearing is pretty outrageous. Look, we can all, of course, agree that political violence is horrific. What happened to Charlie Kirk is horrific. But the idea that someone is going to get pulled off a news program, off a news a channel that's supposed to be independent, and that ABC is making this decision because of possible political pressure through the president.
So Trump, fascist dictator, Nazi dictator, censor was what they talked about all week. And they were more upset about it than the death of Charlie Kirk, because of course they were. But is it true? Nope. You know who clarified it? Nexstar. You know, the people who actually removed Jimmy Kimmel live. Quote, this came out over the weekend, but it got buried. By the way, it won't slow the lying mainstream media down one iota, but here's what Nexstar said. Quote, the decision to preempt Jimmy Kimmel Live was made unilaterally by the senior executive team at Nexstar. They had no communication with the FCC or any government agency prior to making that decision, a Nexstar spokesperson said. They went on to explain that Brendan Carr and comments he made on The Benny Show had absolutely nothing to do with Disney executives weighing whether Kimmel should address the controversy directly on Wednesday night's program. When Kimmel wanted to double down on this idea that the shooter was MAGA, they said, no, we're not doing that. He wanted to keep lying. Why? Because he had always been allowed to lie as a business model and got paid millions anyway. So that is Nexstar's official position. We were not influenced by Trump or the FCC. What actually happened? After the conversation between Kimmel and Walden, she and other senior executives thought the Star's approach could make the situation worse. Yeah, double down on a lie. And you can see why Kimmel would think he could do this. All they ever do is lie. And folks, you know what's going on here? There is a Democrat intimidation factor going on here. It's the same thing we saw with American Eagle, where I think that, I mean, you got 45% loss of audience. Your audience is almost cut in half, and you still have a show. You don't get, your salary isn't cut. Nothing's cut. He's only on there to spew Democrat talking points at that point. They're afraid the Democrats will get pissed off if they pull him. This is not a genuinely normal capitalistic situation. But they were very, very clear. We did not pull Jimmy Kimmel because of political pressure. They are saying this. And it's not slowing the Democrats down one iota. So if you have liberal friends who are screaming censorship dictatorship, Google Nexstar and pull it. Zero Hedge has a really great article on it. It's called Never Go Full Retard, the real story behind Jimmy Kimmel's firing. And again, according to Nexstar, Carr's comments, the FCC director, weren't a factor, period. That's from their spokesperson. So this whole idea that Democrats are now living in mortal terror, they are censored, they are victims, they are being brutalized, it's a total crock. Meanwhile, you know what, folks? Let them keep running their mouth. Do you see this? People are getting so tired. I mean, when you have Jamie Lee Curtis talking about doctrinaire leftist, the assassination of Charlie Kirk, and saying, I disagree with everything the guy said, but
I disagreed with him on almost every point I ever heard him say.
Yeah.
But I believe he was a man of faith.
Mm.
And I hope in that moment when he died that he felt connected to his faith, even though I find what his ideas were abhorrent to me.
Yeah.
I still believe he's a father and a husband and a man of faith, and I hope whatever connection to God means that he felt it.
Mm.
I think he did. His wife told a beautiful story about going to see the body and being warned it would be horrific, and she said it was. But she said the reason she's so glad she did, he had a smile on his face. She said she thinks it's because he met God. He went home. He was happy. She could see the happiness on his face. That is wild. But folks, the reaction this is having, a lot of it's being muzzled by the mainstream media. You're not seeing. I mean, that's Jamie Lee Curtis, y'all, doctrinaire liberal. But listen to this. It's just people have had it with the left and their violence and their vile nature. Look at this. I mean, just one example over the weekend. Golfer Phil Mickelson, right? You know Phil Mickelson? My husband loves Phil Mickelson. So do my mom. Condemns Representative Ilhan Omar for Charlie Kirk insults. Hopefully she'll be sent back to Somalia. So this is a guy who doesn't weigh in politically that much, not really known as being a conservative. He's just, he was more like low-key, right? I don't know that he's liberal, but I think he's low key. Golf legend Phil Mickelson took aim at Ilhan Omar on Saturday. Why? Because she couldn't even wait for him to be buried. She was out there saying this.
I am not going to sit here and be judged for not wanting to honor any legacy this man has left behind. That should be in the dustbin of history. And we should hopefully move on and forget the hate that he spewed every single day.
So you got people coming out now going, I can't take it anymore. Mickelson wrote, Ilhan spews hate every time she opens her mouth. She came here fraudulently and said she, you know, married her brother and will hopefully be sent back to Somalia soon, Mickelson wrote. So people are just coming in. They're just done. They just can't handle this. And we're just over this. We're over the hate. We're tired of the hate. We're exhausted by it. All right. Coming up on the show, the FBI not ruling out that Tyler Robinson had help, maybe a lot of help, in a shocking breaking news story. I'll tell you what it means and why they needed to kill Charlie Kirk one way or another. And folks, you saw this with Turning Point USA being among the key targets of that FBI investigation. Why? Because they were looking, they had already lined Trump up with court dates that were going to put him in prison. They were moving on to the most consequential people in the Republican Party. And Charlie Kirk was one of those in ways you probably don't even realize. I'll explain coming up.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework. FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
One way or another, they had to kill Charlie Kirk off. During the Biden administration, we now learned last week, the FBI was investigating him and his organization, as well as every other key organization to the GOP. A lot of folks don't understand still who Charlie Kirk actually was the way the Democrats would. He was an absolute threat to them, unlike any they had faced in 100 years. Why? Because the work he was doing was working. What folks don't realize, Turning Point USA isn't just a nice organization that sends Charlie on a plane to go talk to college kids, although they were very good at that. They're a $100 million a year vote registration and turnout operation. Let me repeat that. Turning Point USA, $96 million a year operating budget. Do I have your attention now? Because I certainly have the Democrats. Now, you got to understand something. 18 to 29-year-olds in America always vote majority Democrat. This has been going on for decades. It's never changed until now. In fact, there's an article this morning on The Hill about how bad this is for them. And Charlie Kirk did a lot of this. I'll explain how. They're talking about a new report out from the Democrat Party shows that while Democrat registration among young white women remained consistent with historical norms at 47%, Democrat registration among young white men, historically around 49%, had fallen to 29%. So, folks, the biggest group of voters by registration for decades among 18 to 29-year-olds has been Democrat. So it's usually Democrat, then unaffiliated, then Republican, right? The biggest number. So when I say 47% white women registered Democrat, don't think the other 53 are Republicans. It's not like that. There's unaffiliates. Republicans really low. It's like between 20 and 30%, depending on the poll, right? So it's not really high. But for what young white men, historically, they've registered Democrat around 49%. 18 to 29-year-olds is 29%. This is killing them. This is why, for the first time, Donald Trump won the youth vote. He did so well among young men that you're just, it was a disaster for the Democrats. Okay, think about how bad the erosion is here, too, okay? They need at least 80% of the non-white male vote, if not over 90. Well, just 2 years ago, 66% of young non-white men had been registered Democrat. Today, it's only 54. This is falling apart. So how does Turning Point USA have anything to do with this? Well, beginning of last year, registration in America went like this. Number one, Democrat. Number two, unaffiliated. Number three, Republican. But then three people made a massive difference. Charlie Kirk in his massive operation. Do you know what he did? They had 1,500 people, paid canvassers on the ground, not only registered 500,000 new voters in five swing states, they dogged their ballots. Basically, what they did was stay in touch with them after they registered, make sure they got an absentee ballot, and then hounded them till they filled it out and turned it in. They created Republican voters where there were none. 400,000 votes cast across five swing states. When you understand Joe Biden beat Donald Trump by 10,000 votes here, 11,000 here, 20,000 there. Wait, you do 400,000 votes across five swing states? That's how you get this, what I just read to you in The Hill this morning, this disaster for Democrats. They just lost a generation of people, young men. Charlie Kirk did it. Do you see what an existential threat Charlie Kirk is? They don't know how to undo this. Here's Charlie Kirk talking about this. In fact,
yeah, their professors might get 90 minutes. Yeah, it was an open mic, and we did it at 25 college campuses this last semester. It was amazing. You know, after the first couple, I started to realize, I said, these crowds that we are drawing and attracting, it's not normal. I mean, we are having thousands of students start to show up to these events at University of Wisconsin-Madison. We had 5,000 at the University of Georgia. And I turned to my team, I said, you know, guys, let's keep this a little quiet, which is unusual for us because, you know, we like to draw attention to things. I said, I think we're going to do much better with younger voters than any of the public polling shows, with both young men and young women. And we did the tough work at Turning Point Action. We registered them to vote. We chased their ballot. We had over 1,500 people on staff that were working these college campuses and the associated communities.
If you think in retrospect.
That's a game changer right there. The other thing that happened, and I'm here to tell you, Donald Trump on his own does not win this election. Why? You have to register the people who are going to vote for you. You have to turn them out. He had no operation to do that and has never had one. In fact, it was so bad, they realized 25% of the people coming to Trump's rallies weren't even registered, and we weren't registering them. So you had Scott Pressler, who flipped Pennsylvania to red. You had Charlie Kirk, but the biggest influence was Kirk and Elon Musk. Because Elon Musk completely rewrote the voter registration targeting and ballot chasing software. He did it in about 6 months. Spent $200 million of his own money. So you've got Charlie Kirk out there spending the bulk of that $96 million on the 400,000 votes he got Donald Trump. And you got Elon Musk doing it. Folks, in January, By registration, Democrats in America, number one, unaffiliated, number two, Republican, number three. By November of the same year, between Kirk, Elon Musk, and Scott Pressler in Pennsylvania, because he flipped it red, personally, had registered hundreds of thousands of people to vote, right? We went from, in January, hopeless for a Trump win. There simply weren't enough voters. Number one in registration, Democrats. Number two in registration, unaffiliated. Number three, Republicans. They flipped it to number one, Republican. Number two, unaffiliated. Number three, Democrat. Devastating. Who did it? Charlie Kirk. Charlie Kirk. And folks, that's backstopped by Charlie Kirk getting 2 billion views on just his most popular videos. They had to kill him. They did, one way or another, put him in prison.
Yeah, their professors might get 90 minutes to drone on and on about why they think America's a terrible country, but we get them 8 hours a day with a supercomputer in their pocket called an iPhone.
A couple days ago, we were at University of South Florida. We drew over 2,000 students, Brian, and this is in the midst of all the media coverage of the Trump administration saying that the world is ending after an election cycle, and we had 2,000 kids at a very liberal school wait for hours and listen to me take questions at an open mic. We see this in the data, and we see this on the ground, the work that we're doing at Turning Point USA. We are seeing the next generation become profoundly more conservative than even their parents.
Without Elon Musk and without Charlie Kirk, Donald Trump doesn't win. A lot of people think, well, he just went out there and said some nice things. Yeah, we didn't have enough voters to pull it off. The math didn't work until these two. And Scott Pressler, because flipping Pennsylvania was key. And you know who else thinks something else is up here? It's not just me. Headline, UK Daily Mail, bombshell. FBI says 3 Charlie Kirk conspiracy theories involving text messages, hand signals, and a second shooter could be true. Folks. There's a reason the majority of Democrats would not vote for that resolution. All it said was we condemn violence, we condemn political violence, and we condemn the assassination of Charlie Kirk. They don't want to send a message of nonviolence because they want violence. They need this wiped out. And folks, this has been going on for a long time. Did you see this? I missed this at the time. You know, Michael Knowles is going out today, the pundit, and he's going to take Charlie Kirk's place at an event Kirk was supposed to do. Do you understand how dangerous that is? I didn't know this. Do you know Antifa tried to kill Michael Knowles and about 300 conservatives with bombs in 2023? There's an Antifa cell in federal prison for it right now. So when Michael Knowles goes out there today on the battlefield, he doesn't know if he's coming back. Last year, Andy Ngo writes, an Antifa power cell was convicted for carrying out a bombing to target Michael Knowles and 300 conservative students attending a speaking event in Pittsburgh. This was at the University of Pittsburgh. They had enough bombs to kill everyone, but they were only able to detonate one. They severely injured a law enforcement officer. But he did manage to save the crowd. They couldn't get the rest. Who was speaking? Michael Knowles. Michael Knowles knows he is walking into possible death today, filling in for Charlie Kirk. This has been going on for a while. And when you look at this article, the FBI has been investigating a string of curious theories and questions about Charlie Kirk's shooting, and they are not willing to rule out that, number one, there was a second shooter, and they're looking at over 30 people, including people coming and going from Tyler Robinson's home in the weeks before the shooting. Because, folks, when you do what Charlie Kirk did with $96 million a year, you take an entire generation that they depend on for the Democrat coalition away from them. How long do you think you're going to live? How long do you think you're going to live free outside of a prison cell? And by the way, they were already working on putting him in prison, the FBI was. Just saying, there's too much motive here to not look really deeply at this, and I'm glad Kash Patel is. So, folks, left-wing violence is spinning out of control. Every week, it's somebody new. We've got a left-wing shooter yelling free Palestine, goes to a place. Where do you think, like, where can I find some conservatives to kill? Because that's the new cool thing. Ah, country club, of course. So he walks into a wedding, doesn't know anybody there. Wedding was going on, just guns a man down, kills him, shoots 2 other people, screaming free Palestine. It's just a weekend roundup of these lunatics. Then you've got ABC shot up. Yeah, you know what? If somebody doesn't keep your favorite lowly rated liberal comedian on, just go shoot them. Because why not? It's the Democrat way. And it literally is. When it's Friday, and they're going to bury Charlie Kirk, or at least have his service, on Sunday, and all you have to do is vote to condemn political violence. That's all you have to do. This is one of the most stunning things I've ever seen. The majority of Democrats won't do it. 118 of them either voted no or present. Rather than tell their constituents, we condemn political violence. That is literally what it said. And they vote no. They vote no. It's one page, and it says, we condemn the assassination of Charlie Kirk. We condemn all forms of political violence. They can't. They're the people of the Summer of Love. They think if they get mad, it's their right to burn down your business. $2 billion final tally from the insurance industry. They had to pay out because some Democrats got mad and burnt some business owners' businesses. It had nothing to do with anything that happened of George Floyd. It's just Democrats doing Democrat evil things. So no, the people, they know they were at the zenith of their power when they were the most violent, when things were on fire, when they did $50 million worth of damage to Kenosha in less than 48 hours over what turned out to be a fake racist police brutality story. The story was completely fake. I remember the Democrat leadership suppressed the details of it till they could burn 50, 60 million. And then they're like, oh yeah, sorry, it was self-defense. That's what they do. It's what they do. And folks, there's a lot of them. This person who goes by the name of Destiny, he's one of the world's top podcasters, a left winger. Steve Kenneth Bunnell was on the Piers Morgan show over the weekend. And folks, by the end of the week, as this fades, they're gonna go crazy. They are. Listen to him.
If you wanted Charlie Kirk to be alive, Donald Trump shouldn't have been president for the second term. Every time he's in office, this happens. People joked about when Biden came in, it was so boring, nothing was going on. 7 out of 10 of the largest protests in American history have happened under Donald Trump.
Yeah, so Charlie Kirk deserved to die because he got Trump elected. They believe this. And this is why 118 Democrats, the majority, could not vote to condemn political violence, because they do not want to send that message to their followers. They want the opposite, and they know it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. And count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her UnitedHealthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and UnitedHealthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.